So Imar Katoni, Yamai Lav Imar Mita, Lo Imar Bavayis. Uchud Yamalei Rav Chia Brei, like Rav Chia told to his son, that be apo in front of your wife, Noiga Velusa. You should be Noiga Velus. But the Loi be apo, not in front of your wife, Loitiniga Velusa. But this halacha, that when either the wife is a novel, or else the chosin's a novel, that they both have to be Noiga Velus, that's only in front. In other words, if the chosin is a novel, so when the wife is at home, she also has to take off her shoes. She also has to sit on the floor like an avela. Mashenka, when she goes outside, not in front of husband, then she doesn't have to be Noiga Velus. But so far what we're coming out is, that's the teretz. That our velus takam, that if he is the oval, we're afraid. That maybe he'll have the yetzer want to live with his wife, therefore they have to separate. But when she's the avela, then yichud is muta. That's what we're holding so far. So far, some modern halacha come out that any time the husband is an oval, there's issa yichud, he can't sleep in the same room with his wife. But avad halacha is not that way, we'll soon see. Rav Ashi says like this, Mikor madmis avelusa dehocha leavelusa dealma. Can you bring any proof from our case of before? We hear the chosin's father died before the chasana, that we gave a special heter for them to make the chup and make the bia. Here we say there's an issa yichud, but you can't bring a proof from this case to any other avelus. Avelus the alma, where they were already married already, lived together already, and then one of them died, avada there's no issa yichud. You can't bring any proof to regular case of avelus to our special case here, where the chosin's father or the kala's mother died before the chuppah. Why not? Avelus the alma chomer. A regular avelus of other people know it's a chomadikisa not to live together. We're not afraid if they're going to have yichud that they'll live together. So therefore, regular avelus, it's mutter to have yichud. You can sleep in the same room with your wife. But avelus to hocha, over here there's a special halacha. Why? Kivon the yakilu rabbonin, since the rabbonin gave a special kalus over here. Like we'll soon see what. Like even though the father died, still, we let them make the chuppah. We let them have the first bia. So you see, like the Rabbanah were mezalzlan this avelus over here. So since you see the Rabbanah made a zilzal, made something kal, lenient here, we're afraid that who adin, they'll be mekel and live together later on also, the next 14 days. Therefore, the din is here special. The next 14 days is nisa yichud. For the Gemara Maikula, what was the special thing they did here? Elaima the Katani that it says, Boyo Bilas Mitzvah Perish, that even though the chosin really is an einin, his father died already. And still we give a heter. We let him have the first bia, so we see we'll make it over here. For the Gemara, no. Hosa Mishum de Lechala Lov Avelusa. That there's no special kalus there. Lamaisa, when he had the chuppah, and he had the first bia, at that time he wasn't an oval yet. At that time, he was only anointing, and he had a right to make the chuppah the Rabbanim gave him the heter. So Lamaisa, the Avelus is not chal. The Avelus is only chal after the Sheva Brochus. So the Chura Silchas Avelus, he didn't do any kulis yet. There's no special kalis in Ilchas Avelus. The Mora says, Ila Reb Leza, at Sheyotzi Pesach Abayis. According to Reb Leza, Shita is, when does Avelus start? When you take the mace out of the house. Ila Reb Yeshua, at Sheyista Magoilu. The Yeshua Shita is until after you make the kfura. When you put the mace in the ground and you cover him up, Achayista Magurla, when you cover up the mace, that's when Hilchas Avela starts. Before that, you're not a novel. So Mela, now a case here, that true, the Chosin's father died. Lemaisa Nogeya to Hilchas Avelis, we didn't make any kula yet, because Avelis didn't start. We were making maybe an Indian of Aninus, that we let you make the chuppah first, we let you make the bia first. But first after the bia, then you first made the kfura. Then you first buried the mace. So when did the avelus start? First later. So chura silchus avelus, we don't have any kulis yet. So why do we have an issa yichud here? So we're going to say like this. Elo diktoni, because we learned. Noyig shivas yimeya mishta. V'yachakach noyig shivas yimeya avelus. Like here, once you buried the mace, that the night of the chuppah, we let you first live together with your wife, make the bias mitzvah. Then right after the bias mitzvah, Rashi says right away, you have to go to bury the mace. Now, when you bury the mace, after you finish covering him up, now it's chaladin avelus. So really, you should be noig avelus right away. The Rabbanan will make a to say no, that the Rabbanan let you have a din like a regal, and push off this avelus for another 7 days. and let you be noig first yeshiva brachas. So since the Rabbanim gave you a kula in your avelis that they'll let you have yeshiva brachas first, here we're afraid that the chos mekala will think the avelis is not so strong. So therefore here, by this avelis, we're afraid they'll live together. Therefore there's a special halacha that by this type of an avelis, there's an issa yichud. They can't sleep in the same room. He has to sleep with the men, and she has to sleep separately. But avada l'alocha, in a normal case, when after you're married already, now either the husband or the wife, becomes an avelis, avada, there's muta yichud. They're allowed to sleep together in the same room. Only tashma shamita is also. Oh, mama, we learned before like this. Ben kachu, ben kach, lo yivul, lo beru Shabbos. You're not allowed to make the chuppah, you're not allowed to live together on Friday night. The first biyah can't be Friday night, on Shabbos. Who are din v'lei b'moitzoy Shabbos? You can't have the first biyah like the chuppah, moitzoy Shabbos. Zemur says, bishleim b'yeru Shabbos, we don't want you to make the chuppah on Friday, to have the first biyah Friday night, mishom chabura, because the first time you live with your wife, you break up sulam, you make dam come out there, that's called the chabura. That's an issa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also midiraisa. We'll see later about them. Nothing to write some of the rabbanon. Ela b'moitzoy Shabbos. What's wrong to make the chuppah moitzoy Shabbos and have the first biyah moitzoy Shabbos? What's wrong with that? Amai loy. Some Rab Zera says mishum cheshbonos. We're afraid if you're going to make the chuppah moitzoy Shabbos, we're afraid that on Shabbos the whole day you're going to be thinking about the chuppah. You're going to start making cheshbonos. Do we invite enough people? Didn't we invite enough people? You're going to have cheshbonos. And Rashi says, the Pasuk says, v'dab bedover, that on Shabbos you're not supposed to talk about these things. For the Gemara, if that's true, omlay abaya, v'cheshboinah shal mitzvah mi'asiri, is it also to think about mitzvahs on Shabbos? Like, you're thinking about the chuppah you're going to make tonight. So chuppah is a mitzvah. So on Shabbos you're allowed to make preparations, think about the chasna. You're thinking about a mitzvah. For Rav Chizda of Rav Amnuna, the Yarmi Tavari, they both said, cheshboinah shal mitzvah, mutal l'cheshvah m'shabbos. You're allowed to make cheshbonos, think about doing mitzvahs. Yeah, like we soon say, to collect money for aniyim, you're allowed to make cheshbonos, think of lists, what you have to do for a mitzvah. Not to write, I mean, you're allowed to think about cheshbonos. V'yomri ablaza, poiskin stokal aniyim b'shabbos. You're allowed to make a psak, you can make an appeal on Shabbos, to make people pledge money to give to aniyim, even though they're pledging money, it's talking about money, you're making a cheshbon about the money, but since it's l'dvar mitzvah, you'll have to think about these things on Shabbos. The Yom Rab Yaakov, Yom Rab Yechanan, Holchim Labote Kinesias Labote Midrashois, Lefakech Al Iske Rabin B'Shabbos. You'll have to have a meeting to think about the Iske Rabin, what the city needs, if the city needs another mikvah, what Sorkei Rabin is called a mitzvah. You'll have to think about these things on Shabbos. V'yom Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Mafachin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. It's a question about saving somebody's life. You also allowed to make cheshbonos, how to save him on Shabbos. It's a divine mitzvah, it's muta. V'yom Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Yom Rabbi Yenison, Holchin L'Tatiyos L'Karkariyos, L'Fakech Aliske Rabbi B'Shabbos. You go to big meeting places. Rashi says it means Palte Melochim, to the king's palace, the Shotoinim, to the president, to the mayor, you go down and discuss things that are Iske Rabin, B'Shabbos, that's all Mutter, since it's a divine mitzvah. Vayte v'tona d'vei menashia, mishadkin al tinoikis lieros B'Shabbos, you're allowed to make shiduchim on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah, you can talk about shiduchim on Shabbos. V'yalatinik l'lamdei sefer, if you want to think about putting your kid into a sefer to learn Torah, it's Mutter. To think about which yeshiva to send them to, you're allowed to talk about that on Shabbos. Or Lamda Yumnas, you want to send them to a trade school to learn a trade, it's also mutta, it's also a mitzvah. Rashi says, Lamda Yumnas, teach them a trade, mitzvah. Te'echsev rei chayim imisha, asher hafto, limad umnos, shehech yohemenu, ima Torah. Teach your son a trade that he'll be able to live with and learn Torah. So it's a mitzvah to teach your son a trade also. So if you want to teach you, think about which trade school to send your kid to learn a trade, that's also mutter. So if so, what's wrong with making the chasen of the chuppah? Moitzoy Shabbos, I don't care if you think about the cheshbonis, how to make the chuppah on Shabbos. You're allowed to think about it. So again, what's wrong with making the chuppah? Moitzoy Shabbos. Elu amar Rab Zeira, Gzeira Shema Yishchoit Benoif. We're afraid that maybe you're going to make a cheshbon that you don't have enough food. You're making the chuppah mamash right after Shabbos. So you're going to make a cheshbon now, we have another 10 people coming, we don't have enough food, so we're afraid you're going to shech the knife on Shabbos. says that Benayis, of course, an oif is very easy to shecht, it's not such a hard thing, so maybe you'll forget and do it on Shabbos. It's very easy to make the shechita, so we're afraid maybe you'll shecht on Shabbos. That's the time why you can't make the chuppah mitzvah Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to prepare it on Shabbos. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said, if there's such a gzera like that, Ela Meyata, Yoyma Kippurim Shechalios B'Sheni B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur comes out on Monday. So Mela, when is Erev Yom Kippur? On Sunday. And we know there's a mitzvah to have a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. So you have to have a big Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. So who then? We should be afraid then that you're going to cook your Shech the Oif on Shabbos for your Suda of Sunday. So if so, Yitche, the Rabbanan should be Madche Yom Kippur. There is the Bezdin with them Makabal Yedim to be Kaveya the Chodesh. If they see that the way it is now, Yom Kippur will come out on Monday, they should not be Makabal Yedim today, but push off the Rosh Chodesh, make Rosh Hashanah the next day. Because they think Yom Kippur will come out first on Tuesday. Why? If you tell me we're afraid that if you have to make a Suda right after Shabbos, maybe you'll shech the chicken on Shabbos, so you shouldn't let Erev Yom Kippur come out on Sunday. Maybe you'll shech the knife on Shabbos for the Sudas of Erev Yom Kippur. Tzmura says no. The Suda you have to have on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a private Suda. In your own home, you have your mishpacha. We're not afraid you'll be so worried about it, you won't come to shech the knife on Shabbos for your Suda of Sunday, of Erev Yom Kippur. But hoch over here, if you're planning to make a chuppah chasna, mitzvah Shabbos, tel acherim, you're not only making a private Suda for your own mishpacha, you're inviting a lot of people, you have other people involved. Torah, here you're much more worried about it, it's on your mind, and we're afraid if you start thinking about the chasna on Shabbos, you'll come to shech the knife on Shabbos. So that's one difference why even Yom Kippur we're not afraid, but Mitzvah Shabbos were afraid not to make the chasna. Hinam in other teretz is Hosa Mistle Ravcha. The halacha on Erev Yom Kippur by says that you have to have the Suda is first Piyoyim. It's by daytime. You don't have to, even if Yom Kippur comes out on Monday. So true, Sunday Erev Yom Kippur, that's the day to have your big Suda. But you don't have to have it Mitzvah Shabbos at nighttime. You could have it first by daytime. So Mela, since you have the night of Mitzvah Shabbat to prepare, we're not afraid you'll shecht on Shabbos. Like Rashi says, Islay Ravcha, Lishchot Palayla, Shasuda Eina Ad Lamacha. The Yikas Suda, Rer of Yom Kippur, is on the daytime. Mashenkin Ocha, Lesley Ravcha. Over here, if you're going to make the chuppah on Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to prepare everything before Mitzvah Shabbos. So here we're afraid that you'll find out you don't have enough chicken, that maybe you'll shecht the chicken on Shabbos. That's why we don't want you to make the chuppah on Mitzvah Shabbos. Mor says, Hashto di Yashil Hochi, once you come on to this svara that we're afraid, you'll come to shecht on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Nami. Maybe that's the reason why you should not make the chuppah on Erev Shabbos, and you're going to have the first bee on Friday night on Shabbos. Because the same thing, Zera Mishema Yishchat Benoif. You have to also be afraid. And the Shita speaks out, the Pshat is, when you have the first bia, there are Shoshvinim, you have like the best men, your friends are still around you. Or they're not in the room there, but right after the first bia also, you also have a little bit of Suda. So you have to be afraid of, when you have the first bia, Friday night on Shabbos, you'll also have to make a little of a Simcha then on Friday night. So you'll have to be afraid, maybe you won't have enough food for them, that you'll come to Shech, the Benoif, on Shabbos. So that's another reason why you should not make the Chuppah on Friday, and have your first bia Friday night, because by the first bia, there's also Shoshvinim around, there's also afterwards they used to make a little party. So therefore, you should have this gezerah that we're afraid you won't have enough food, maybe you'll shecht on Shabbos. So that's the reason why not to make it Mitzvah Shabbos. Right. Iboy lihu. Right. Iboy lihu. You have a new shah like this. Besula Nisais Brevi. That's what the Mishnah says, the Besula is supposed to get married Brevi on Wednesday. The Chuppah should be on Wednesday. Does it mean Vinevelis Brevi? That she also should have the Bia Vaisnes on Wednesday in the afternoon? Like right after the Chuppah. If they make the Chuppah, let's say in the morning, Wednesday morning. Wednesday afternoon also they could have the Bia ready. And then Veloicha Shinin Likrure Daitai. We're not afraid that, again, the reason of the Mishnah, why we want them to have the first Bia Wednesday, really was to have the first Bia Wednesday night. That in case the chosin, the first time Elizabeth is Kala, he finds out that she has no Besulin, that she's a Bula, that she lived with a man already, so we have to be afraid maybe she lived with somebody the last 6 months. when they had Erisin. In the Gemara's time, they used to make Kedushin first, Erisin, and then wait 12 months. And at the end of the 12 months, then they make the Chuppah, they make the Nisuyin later. So B'shas Nisuyin, if the Chosn the first time lives with his Kala, he sees that she's a Bula, that she has no Bsulim, it goes in too easy. He has to be afraid, maybe she lived with a man already these last 6 months, so maybe she's a Soita, maybe she's also to him. So therefore we want that right after the Biyah, she should be able to get up and go right away to Bezdin. So really the Mishnah says the Biyah should be, or the Mephoshim, the Biyah should be Wednesday night, today that right away, Thursday morning, he'll go to Bezdin. So now we have the Shaila, what about if she has the Biyah Wednesday afternoon? So now if the husband finds out Wednesday afternoon that she's a Bula, the Maisi can't run to Bezdin right now. There's no Bezdin right now. Bezdin first opens tomorrow morning. So are we afraid between these next 10 hours that it'll cool off or not? That's the Shaila. Maybe for these few hours between Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning, we're not afraid it'll cool off. So Mela, it's okay. It's all right even to have the first Biyah Wednesday afternoon. I do know, maybe not. The din is Besula Nises Brevi. We want the Chuppah to be true Wednesday afternoon. But for Nivellis, when is the first Biyah supposed to be? Bedavka B'chamishi. Which means, Leil Chamishi means Wednesday night. We Bedavka want them to have the first Biyah Wednesday night. So a Melech, Wednesday night, he finds out that his wife was a Bula. She doesn't have Besulim. So he has a Chshash, maybe she lived with another man during Erisin. So Melech will go right away in the morning to Bezdin. Why the Chashin L'Krurei Daita? And we are afraid to push it off a little bit. So therefore, you're not allowed to have the first Biyah Wednesday afternoon. You Bedavka have to have it Wednesday night. That's the Shaila. What does our Mishnah mean? When it says on Wednesday, does the Biyah have to be Bedavka Wednesday night? Or the first Biyah could even be Wednesday afternoon? For these few hours, we're not afraid he'll calm down. Toshima, come and bring your proof. Titoni Bakapora, Besula Nises Brevi. Of the Sula, the first time she didn't live with a man yet, the first time he's supposed to have the chuppah on Wednesday. The Nivellis Mechamishi says clearly that Biyah should be Wednesday night, the beginning of Thursday. Hoyo v'nemra by brachal adogim. And it says the reason is because the Torah says pruravu to the dogim on Biyah Mechamishi. So therefore he should have the first Biyah on Yom Mechamishi on Wednesday night. Rashi pruravu umilu esamayim. Vaita. Almona, Mashenkin, if she was married already once, she's a widow, then she gets married now, is the chuppah should be Nisus Bechamishi. She's supposed to make the chuppah on Thursday, Vinevelas Beshishi, and they have the first be a Thursday night, the beginning of Friday. Why? Hoya Benemra by Brochel Yodim. Because B'yay Mashishi, the Pasuk says, Prua Ravu Amilu Esaretz. It says a Brochel Yodim. So that's why one on Almona to have the first be on the day of the Brochel Yodim. So Marcel like this. Taima, what's the reason that a psula is supposed to have a biyah Wednesday night on Thursday? Mishum bracha, because there's a bracha on Wednesday. Aber mishum mikrurei daita loichashinan. But mashma, if somebody doesn't care about the bracha, but some has a takonas chachomin, that we don't want the husband to cool off, we want him to be able to go straight to Bezdin, there's no chashash, even though we'll have the biyah Wednesday afternoon. But since tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, Bezdin is open, we're not afraid he won't calm down in such a short time. For the Gemara, if that's the Pshat Yochi, if so, Almona Namiti Bo Bechamishi. If so, why does an Almona Bedavka have to have the Biyah Thursday night and Friday? Why can't an Almona have the first Biyah Wednesday night, Thursday? Hoyo Benemra by Brocha Ladogim? Since it says in the Pasha, a Brocha Ladogim also on Thursday. The Torah too, that's not a Kasha. Brocha the other Madifulei. How about it was better for an Almona to have the first Biyah on Thursday night, Friday? Because Friday the Torah says pru revu to an adam, that's a bigger bracha, the bracha liyodim, than the bracha to fish. For the Gemara v'inami, another Torah says, another reason why we want an amona, bedavka to have the first biyah Thursday night, like on Friday, mishum shaktu, we want it for her sake. What's her sake? The Tanya will learn like this. Mifnei ma'amru, why was it said, almona nises b'chamishi? An Amon is supposed to have a chasana, a chuppah, on Thursday night. V'nevelis b'shishi, or Thursday. V'nevelis b'shishi, and the first biyah should be Thursday night, Friday. Why? Shema tuwai metibor b'chamishi, because if you're going to tell them they're allowed to have the chuppah on Wednesday, And they'll have the first beer Wednesday night, Thursday. Lamacha refrei tomorrow, on Thursday, mashkim lo nasai. The husband will get up and he'll go to work. V'alachloi and aliva. So therefore, shok tucham, the chomim at the corner like this. At the corner is B'nai Yisrael. We care about the B'nai Yisrael. She'e somach ima shleshi yamin. We want that even if you marry an amana, even though the mitzvah like Sheva Brachah is only one day, but we want you to be happy with her for at least 3 days. How do you have that? Chamishi b'Shabbos. You have to make the chuppah on Thursday. So you'll be with her Thursday. Now, you live with her first Thursday night, which is Friday. So the day you have the first beer with her, Vera Shabbos, you're in love with her the first day, Pshita, you'll be with her. For Shabbos, and then the next day is Shabbos, you don't go to work on Shabbos. So Mela, if you have the chuppah on Thursday, and then you live with the first Thursday night, so Friday you'll also be with her. And then Shabbos, you also have wolf, so Mela, for 3 days straight, you'll be with her. But if you can have the first beer Wednesday night, so true, maybe Thursday you'll stay home with her. But I call upon him Friday, you'll run right away to business to go to work. The Chum don't want that. The Chum want even Ben Amona. We want the husband to be with her for 3 straight days. So that's why Ben Amona, the Tekona was to make the Chuppah on Thursday, and have the first Bia Thursday night. Today, that's Friday, he'll be with you. Vice versa, the day of the Bia, he stays with her. And then Shabbos, you'll be also. Now the Gemara says, Mayika Ben Bracha L'Shaktu. What's the difference between the time of Bracha? As we said now, two reasons why an Amona should have a Chuppah on Thursday and the Bia Thursday night. One is because Thursday night, like Friday, it says a Bracha L'Yodam. And second is Mishum Shaktu, that we want the husband to stay home with them for 3 straight days. What's the difference? So Mar says, Ike Benayi Wadam Bottle. Now, if Kaminu is a guy that doesn't have any work to do, a guy retired. So Mela, if he's retired, anyway he's going to be with his wife. So Mela, if the time is Mishum Shaktu, he'd be allowed to have the Chuppah on Wednesday, and live with us Wednesday night first, because we're not afraid he'll go to work, he's retired. But if the time is Mishum Bracha, then even an Adam Batal has to make the first Bia Badavka Thursday night and Friday. Inami, or else, Yom Tov Shechali is Vera Shabbos. What's going to be a Friday is Yom Tov. So again, if the time is Mishum Shaktu, we're not worried now. Let him have the first Bia Wednesday night, and Thursday will be with her anyway, because that's the day of the Bia, and Friday is Yom Tov. But if the time is Mishum Bracha, we want a Badavka to have the first Bia on Thursday night. That's enough, Gemina. Right, so as the first time, though, that will push it here. That really, Mitzad Adin, you would be allowed to make the Chuppah Wednesday afternoon, and also have the Bia Wednesday afternoon. Mishum Mekrure Daita, we're not afraid. We're not afraid you'll calm down so fast. If you have the first Bia Wednesday afternoon, and you find out that Sheha doesn't have Besulim, that you have to go to Bezdin, since Bezdin is open tomorrow morning, that is enough. But the Iker reason to have it Wednesday night is Mishum Bracha. Now the Gemara says, Darash Pakapora, Kidoilim Maise Tzadikim Yosef Maise Shemayim Boretz. It's greater what the Psukim say about the Maise of Tzadikim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Dilu B'Maise Shemayim Boretz, Hashem created the world, Ksiv, Af Yoda Yosto Eretz, my hands created the world, V'Yemini Tovcha Shemayim, and my hands put up the Shemayim. But it says Loshen of Yodi, Mashma, my hand, the Loshen Yochid. Vilu b'maisi yedeim shol tzadikim ksiv mechon l'shir tucha paltu Hashem mikdash Hashem karen lu yodecho. Says loshen of yodecho, loshen rabim. Masha by tzadikim, the maisa of Mishkan, of the mikdash, is the maisa of tzadikim, it says loshen of yodecho. So hoshiv b'bavli echod, one bavli yes the kasha. For Rabbi Chiyah Shema, his name was Rabbi Chiyah. The postik says, v'yabeshes yodov yitzoro. It says Loshen of Yabeshes Yodov is going when Hashem created the Yabeshes, the dry land. It says Hashem's name of Yodov. It's even by the Bria Shemayim Rots, it's the Loshen of Yodov, Loshen Rabim. So it's the same thing as Maisa Tzadikim. Mor says, no, Yodov Iksiv. Even though we read it Yodov, but it's written without the Yud, the second Yud. It's written just Yud Dalet Vov. For the Marai Voksiv Yitzoroi, it says here, Yabeshes Yodov Yitzoru. Yitzoru is going to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Loshen Rabim. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, no. It means Yitzoru Etzpoisov. It means that Hashem Etzboyes created it, but only one hand. But by Maitzah Tzadikim, it says Yodov, mashed with the two hands. Kedesiv, Ki Era Shomecha, Maitzah Etzpoisecha, Yerev Gachovim Asher Kenanta. The mashed with the Maitzah Etzpoisecha of your fingers. So after it says Yitzoru means a Loshen Rabim of the 5 fingers, but really it's only one hand. Maitzah Avakasha. Pasuk says, "Ashamayim misaprim kavoy kel, o ma'isa yodov magarakia." So, mashma ma'isa yodov It says Loshen Rabbim by the Briya Shemayim Varetz. Tomorrow says Lahochikom. This is what the pasuk means. Maisa Yedeim Shel Tzadikim Mi Magid. Who's going to tell over the Tzadikim's Maisim, the Maisim Mitzvahs that the Tzadikim do? Horakiyah, the Shemayim. What does that mean? Omayni Yomotor. Then when Tzadikim do Mitzvahs, Hashem brings down rain. So the Hashemayim Misaprim Kavoy Kelo Maisa Yodav Mag Rakiyah. Maisa Yodav means the Maisim of the Tzadikim, the Rakiyah will tell everybody. When there's a lot of rain, that shows that the Tzadikim are doing a lot of Maisim. So it's still Emes what we're saying. It's greater the Maisa of the Tzadikim than when Hashem created the world. Right, the Dorish Pakapora. My decision was the Pasuk say, V'yoseh t'yilachol aznecha. You should have a peg, a yoseh or a shovel, al aznecha. Poshid aznecha means on your other utensils that you're carrying. So v'dashin al tikri aznecha doesn't mean the other utensils you have. Ela al aznecha, on your ears. What does that mean? What should you carry on your ear? Shem yishmadam davashen hogin. If somebody hears lashon hara, hears somebody speaking bad about somebody, you know what you should do? You niach etzbo b'yaznov. You're supposed to put your hands in your ear that you shouldn't hear it. Final the Yomri Ablaza. How come a person's fingers are so tall and sharp? Like how come your fingers like a pig's? You should have only one big fat finger. How come you have separate fingers? The more my time, what's the reason? Elaim, if you ask me, Mishun, the Machalkon, how come they're separated like not one big finger? It's five separate fingers. The more, that's not a kasha. Kochod of Chod Elamasai Yavidi. Everyone has its own purpose. The Amamar, Zuzeris, the first finger, Zukemitza, the middle one, Zuama, Zuetzpa, Zugoido. There's halachas by Kahani.
There's halachas, like Rashi says, the Tzorche Gavoya, each one, and Rashi says, the Zeres, that's Minaktana, that's the pinky. That's when you start measuring off the zeres of the measurement of the choshen. Then Zukemitza Rashi says, Mietzpa sheitz laktana, from the next finger next to the pinky, is maschilun likmoit, you start to make the kemitza by a mincha. Choyfe sholosh etzpoyes pas yodo, you put your three fingers over your palms, mea kemitza v'yom of yetzpa, you use those three. Now zu amma, that's the middle of the big finger. Rashi's magdoila moedidin amas binyan v'yamas kelim. You measure the amma by binyan and by kelim. The next one is zu etzpot, your finger lamat and dom. That's when they spritz the blood on the mizbech. Shochat es tefsir by etzpot. Then you have the thumbs, the goydol laboyin yad yarmul the mitzora. So the kids, so all five fingers are needed. So what's your question? Why you have five fingers for? So Morris says the question is then elamata mishupas ki seidus. How come it's like pointy? It's like pegs. The Teretz is shem yishma dem davashen hogun. If somebody hears something not nice like lashon hara, is yuniach etz boisav biyoznov. He should put his fingers inside his ears. And the Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel mifneima oizen kula kosha. How come the whole ear is a little bit hard? The Ya'al Yaraka and the bottom part, the thick part of the meat there, that's like soft. Why is the bottom part of your ear soft? Shem Yishma Dam Dovishain Hogan. If somebody hears like Lashon Hara something that nice, is Yichav Al Yalatechim. You should put this part of your ear inside your ear, like to stop that you won't hear it. And Tana Rabbanan. You should not let Dvarim Batalim go inside your ears. Why? Like the first part about it to be burnt is the ears. Right? So since it's the bottom there, it's soft, that's the first part to be burnt. It's like, don't do chatoyim with your ears, because that's the easiest, the first part to be burnt. Now, that what we spoke about before, it's mashra from the Gemara before, that it's also to make the chasna on Mitzoy Shabbos. Because as a gzera, maybe you'll shech the knife on Shabbos, but the shaila is lamaisa lalocha. We'll see later in Dav Zayin that we pass in Hilchos of the Maskana of the Gemara. There was that muta livo betchilu b'Shabbos. Later we pass in you are allowed to make the chasna on Friday and have the first bia like Friday night. So Tosha speaks out there who adin v'loy chashin and shem yitzchad benoif. And Tosha says v'hosam chinen lamevat suda b'Shabbos. Lamaisa, there is the hetter, the minig is you are allowed to make your chasna moitzoy Shabbos. Lamaisa, Maskana Sagamar will see later, will take a not cheshish that you come to shecht on Shabbos. Therefore, Lamaisa, it is mutter to make the chupa the chasna on moitzoy Shabbos. And the Mechaba brings down yesh material like this, and that's the minig that we hold it is mutter to make the chasna on moitzoy Shabbos. Alright, we'll stop here.